ABC Radio Australia.
Now, the Minister for Climate Change in Papua New Guinea is calling on the international community to take responsibility for a food security crisis in the Carteret Islands and some of the other remote atolls of Bougainville. The Minister, Weramori, has recently returned from a fact-finding mission to the region and he was horrified by what he saw. He says the Marape government is taking steps to ensure that food can be grown elsewhere and supplies to those who need them are maintained. But long-term, he says the industrialised nations, which he accuses of causing the climate change-related crisis in the first place, need to step in and assist with measures to prevent the islands from slipping any further under the waves.
One of the big islands, parts of it has been covered by the sea. Basically now instead of one island, you've got two islands. Parts of Bougainville that are southeast to Solomon Islands, the sea level is rising above the global averages. And there's grave danger. We have coastlines of the atolls and parts of mainland Bougainville that has been washed away. So we have a very serious problems in Carteret. On the biggest island, where I overnighted together with the original member of Bougainville, the Honorable Peter Somalili Jr., and we discovered that food security is a major concern. The people cannot rely on the staple crop of banana. You've got higher concentrations of salt in the soil, and something has got to be done. It's something that the people of the Carteret Islands and Bougainville had not been responsible for. So what I'm trying to say here is that those people have become an innocent victim. We have got to now get global attention and global action to come to the aid of the people of Bougainville and more so the Carteret Islanders, because there's a lot of things that has got to be done to ensure that the people restore back to the normalcy.
Minister, when you say there is a lot to be done, who is responsible for doing that? Because you've made the point that you feel it's not the fault of the islanders that they're in this situation. Yes. What role do you play in this?
As the Minister for Environment and Conservation and Climate Change, why would the Papua New Guinea government of all that matter, Autonomous Region of Bougainville, be purely responsible for something that was nothing to do? Don't forget, the destruction of the ocean layer is caused by gases that are used in industries, especially in the industrialized world like Europe, America, to some extent Australia, New Zealand. So what I'm trying to say is we were not responsible for production of those gases. The people of Bougainville are not responsible for the production of those gases. And those countries that are responsible have got to some extent be held accountable. If we don't hold accountable, then why are they asking us to stop logging our forests, stop mining our coal deposits? And soon they will probably have an embargo against us importing fossil fuel. Why should we pay for these things when it was not our fault in the first place? And I would like those industrialized nations to come to the aid of those islanders of Carteret and other low-lying atolls.
In the immediate future, you've identified the issue with food security. That's not an issue that you can afford to wait for the industrial nations to respond to that. So that has to be dealt with locally, doesn't it? And do you have a plan to deal with that?
We do have a plan to deal with it. What we can do is basically making land available, but the supporting infrastructure that goes with it, we have to ensure that there's a constant supply chain. Don't forget, a lot of the support services like jetties and small ports on the Southern Highlands have been washed away. We need to bring in climate resilient infrastructures to support that.
So in the immediate term, then, you would be looking clearly to deal with this question of food security in the way that you've described. Help them to grow food and get food to them.
Food security is one, and the other is how do we now start preventing the actions of sea waves in those little low-lying atolls? We build a sea front that withstand the wave actions, or whether we grow corals artificially. We can't grow mangroves in those other highlands. That wouldn't have the lacustrine mess environment that would propagate the growth. So therefore, what is required now is that we are going to look for options. Putting up parameter along the coastline is one. And it's going to cost a lot of money that we don't have, or we can't afford. Secondly, we grow artificial coral. Thirdly, we are going to relieve the islanders on a temporary basis on food security. Grow food on the mainland, ensure there's a regular shipping service, shifting food to the islands constantly on a monthly basis. So these are things that require attention to prevent those islands sinking.